The US Senate is preparing today for a last-ditch attempt to avoid a historic lapse in the government's borrowing authority, a breach which President Obama says could lead to default and deliver a damaging blow to the global economy. Christopher Wells has more on this story.
After a day of stop-and-go negotiations, the top Democrat and the top Republican in the U.S. Senate were said to be close to agreeing on a proposal to raise the debt limit and reopen the partially shuttered government for consideration by the full Senate on Wednesday. The measure's fate remained uncertain in the divided Republican-controlled House of Representatives, which failed twice on Tuesday to produce its own plan. Following weeks of bitter fighting among Democrats and Republicans, the layoff of hundreds of thousands of federal workers, and turmoil for stock markets, the deal under discussion, if eventually enacted, would basically give President Barack Obama what he's demanded for months, a straightforward debt limit hike and a government funding bill. The deal would extend U.S. borrowing authority until February 7th, although the Treasury Department would have tools to temporarily extend its borrowing capacity beyond that date if Congress failed to act early next year. With the final details not yet nailed down, as it stood Tuesday night, the agreement envisioned funding government agencies until January 15th, ending a partial government shutdown that began with the new fiscal year on October 1st. I'm Christopher Wells.